This is Did You Know Mississippi, and I'm Emily Tillman. In 1959, Berry Gordy, the Motown CEO, gathered a group of musicians around Detroit to play the music for the hit machine that was Motown. The Funk Brothers, as they called themselves, were not widely known until the 2002 documentary, Standing in the Shadows of Motown. But these guys played on more number one records than the Beatles, Elvis, Rolling Stones, and Beach Boys combined. Did you know that one of the original members was from Mississippi? Eddie Willis was born on June 3, 1936 in Grenada. He learned to play guitar while growing up in Mississippi, listening to the likes of Chet Atkins and Albert King. He was a humble man, but very instrumental in the sound of Motown. His nickname was Chank. It was earned from his muted, propulsive guitar style. If you listen to tunes like The Temptations, The Way You Do the Things You Do, or Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, it is easy to hear Willis come through to help make these songs what they were and still are. His signature chank sound rings firm in these and others. He gave up the guitar on some tracks, such as the Supremes' hit No Matter What Sign You Are, where he played electric sitar. He primarily used a Gibson Firebird guitar in his early work and later moved on to a Gibson ES-335. Willis didn't tour a whole lot due to the fact he contracted polio at a young age and had to get around with a cane. He did tour with the Marvelettes for some time. In 2010, Phil Collins created an album of Motown and 1960s soul classics and invited Chank Willis to perform on it. Eddie Willis passed away on August 20th, 2018, at the age of 82. Though many may not know his name, an entire world knows his sound. And that's been Did You Know Mississippi? I'm Emily Tillman.